Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to the Heed Army podcast. And we're back. Football's back, Mickey.
Hurrah!
And for some reason, we haven't got the names on, have we? On here?
No.
The names aren't there for some reason. How dare I do that? But
How excited were you there, Mickey?
What do you mean? I'm always excited when I say used to.
Oh, bless. Football's back, man, Mickey. Come on.
I know. It was absolutely fantastic being there last night and seeing the new lads and old faces returning. It was fantastic. I absolutely loved it.
I've got an important phone call here. I'm going to have to quickly answer. I'm going to quickly play an advert, and when I come back, we'll get straight into it. 1 second. So follow the podcast. The Heed Army podcast needs your help. No, we don't need money. All we need is you to do one simple thing. It'll take less than a second. If you could hit that like button, the subscribe button, and share whatever post that we put up regarding Gator Football Club, it'll go a long way in helping the show build and ultimately helping us push the club to the moon. Right, well, that leads us into something. Got two special ladies to talk about at the minute. First one is my mum. She's been very bad lately. She's had, people might know that she's a double amputee below the knees, and she's had a bit of a horrendous year. And the other day, she had the rest of her leg chopped off above the knee on her right leg, and she's in hospital there. And bless her, she just said, "You know what? I rang at the wrong time. I were in the podcast." She goes, "I went and put my foot in it, haven't I?"
That sounds like Susan.
send some love to me, mum, Susan. She's had a right time in hospital. It hasn't been good. And also as well, I want to send some love and thoughts as well out to a big contributor to the show, the family, the Waldens, Liv Walden. She's in hospital. Hopefully she's out of surgery now. She was hoping to be able to watch this. So she might be in now, or she's in recovery. So we're hoping that Liv is all right as well. Yeah, so
get well soon, the two ladies.
Send love to them, everybody, and well wishes. Got lots of messages coming in. I'll get into them soon. I've got sidetracked there with my mum. I was going to mention her and Liv anyway. But look, football's back. The fixtures have come out today, lads. We had the first friendly last night. I wasn't able to get the exercise with my mum in hospital. But let's just have a quick, brief look at the fixtures here. See if there's any standout ones for yourselves. Of course, we started home against Boreham Wood. Hartlepool away is very quick as well. Normally, that's either on a bank holiday or New Year's. It's been over the last few years. Of course, that falls to York this year. But lads, this the one that stood out to me is I've always wanted failed on a weekend. Bank holiday Monday. So a weekend in Blackpool, or at least a night over in Blackpool for bank holiday weekend there for Gateshead. It took years, but it's eventually happened. But lads, any fixtures that stand out to you?
Well, I think the fixtures have been quite kind, haven't they? I was just looking, like August, you know, it's testing, isn't it? Some of those fixtures early on, but not too difficult, but it's sort of, yeah, some reasonable, decent teams in there. I mean, Bournemouth, we'll look at the first game there. But yeah, just having a look. Generally, I think they're a good set of fixtures. I was a bit surprised by Hartlepool's early on. What do you think, Mickey?
I'm along with you. I'm really surprised that the Hartlepool game isn't the Boxing Day, New Year's Day fixture. What I do find surprising is that we'll go to Hartlepool on a Saturday and we'll go to Dagenham on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
There wasn't too many bad ones, was there? Oxford and Solihull on Tuesday nights. I think they're the standout, you know, sort of long distance ones on Tuesdays.
Yeah,
there is. I mean, if you look, we've got some sensible ones for once. Hartlepool home and away is on a Saturday. Great for both teams to get good attendance. There's been some sensible ones done. I mean, you've got Rochdale away on a midweek, which is a good, you know, it's a sensible one. You know, Oldham away on a Saturday. So that, you know, there's some of the big games we're going to be able to get big attendances at. And yeah, as I say, a lot to go for. So if anyone listening in or watching, should I say, let us know which games you're looking forward to. We'll quickly go through the some messages that we've got here. Ben Allison's put good evening. We've got Sean Parry's put good evening, everybody. We've got Kieran James, he's put oi oi boys.
Hi, Kieran.
Mr. Luke, hello everyone. We are back. We certainly are, Johnny. We've got say how much are tickets as Sunderland for Sunderland as sold out for Saturday. I'm not sure.
15 quid.
Yeah, £15. Also as well, get well soon to the two ladies. Very nice. We've got thanks for your wishes. Liv is still in theatre. I'm sitting waiting for her. Well, Darren will send Norwa love and she comes out and she can watch this later on. I know she wants to watch it live, but bless her, she needs to recover. That's what she needs to do. And we've got heard you installed a ball spot camera in the lift. Well, now go any further. You know how I like me toys on the podcast. I'll go like full screen. Hello there, hello everybody. I'm gorgeous, aren't I? But I have bought myself a camera switcher, and I can go hey look at that. So behind the scenes, I can suck the gut in, so I look skinnier. There we go. So we have got the bald spot camera there. But yeah, no, this is going to be more for when we have guests. As you see, I've turned it into a little bit of a man cave. So I have Mickey and Davey here when they're available to be in the same place at the same time. And if I have a guest as well, pre-record, we can sit here and go between the two like that and make it a nice viewing experience.
Davey, will you just make sure that this toy doesn't fall into the tine, please? That's hard.
Can he sell a fish tank or something and fall in there?
Hang on, I'm just going to go away and just have a little cry.
It is a canny sunroof you've got there, like.
I know, it's getting there, isn't it? I was told this all before when I fly my drone, I was once above myself and I was like practically sobbing when I looked down. It was like pure on. Like,
did the drone think it was a landing spot?
Anyway, we've got hearts there. Sending wishes to your mum. I had my mum was an amputee. All the best to live. We've got here Tesco and the Foundation as one of their community organisations to vote for Trinity Square. Seen that announced today. We did retweet it. Fantastic. So make sure you get your blue token at the cashier and put it into the Gated Foundation.
I'll put two in the other day.
There we go. So absolutely fantastic. We've got give her my love. And obviously, I think that's for Liv that she's talking about. And right, we've got Ben Allison's. What time do the players arrive on Saturday? I haven't a clue. Normally before the game.
It's normally about an hour and a half, 2 hours, but Sunderland are at South Shields from half past 12. So
yeah. We've got there. We've got there. Yeah, a bit of confusion about the Hartlepool fixture. Bring on the bring on all the fixtures. Definitely nice to evening, lads. Nice to be back. It certainly is.
Certainly is, Stuart. So,
one thing as well, my mum throwing us there for the intro, bless her. We do have Ben coming on from A Love Supreme, so we're going to have in the coming weeks, we've got guests lined up. So tonight we have from the Sunderland fanzine Love Supreme, we've got Ben joining us to talk about the Sunderland game, and then next week, popular YouTuber, love like him or hate him, I think he's chalk and cheese amongst a lot of people, but he gets views, doesn't he, is Adam Pearson, so we're going to have him on as well. I'm sure he'd be doing a vlog on the day as well, to show his match day experience at Gateshead. And of course, it does look like is it Tonali?
Tonali.
He's just arrived in Tyneside this evening. So who knows?
Adam Pearson's probably in his arms as we speak.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. Who knows? Make it an exclusive, maybe with him on the show. But obviously, there's in line to have him playing. In his first game against Gateshead, so it should be a good experience because Newcastle fans will be all pumped for that. So it should be it will make it extra special. We've got Vanessa has put evening and all good. You're away when I'm up in November. Maidenhead in the diary for April. So there we go. It's sod's law, that isn't it? Come back for a game.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's the one from High Wycombe.
Yeah.
Oh, I was telling you about. Yeah.
Family Donkey. That's right.
Like. Yeah.
We have also as well. We've noticed in the, you might have seen in the background, we've been putting up a few little things on posts about what we want to do this season. And at the moment, you've obviously seen the rebrand with the new logo, of course, or rehashed logo, should I say. And obviously, we do the podcast as we're doing now, the commentary. And we're going to try and do some match day vlogs as well to try and, you know, reach out to more people. They're a very popular thing. Who knows? We might not be very good at it, but we'll give it a go. Just trying to reach out to more people. And as part of trying to reach out to more people, we mentioned this at the back end of last season. We are hoping that's just like a mock-up of doing a fanzine ourselves, Heat Army, Feel the Passion. So just a picture there, what we've got. Oh, and I think we've lost the, I've lost the GoPro. I've lost, we've only got one camera now, devastated. heard a beeping.
Well, the battery on that works fantastic.
Doesn't it?
It's just fallen into the fish tank.
Yeah, so obviously, a little mock-up of pages here and you know, and things like that. And I know I've had people reach out who've DM'd us on Twitter and stuff like that who want to be contributors, and we know there's a lot of people want to do that. But we just want to get the fundamentals of the what it's going to be, how many pages, and then we'll get people to send in things and obviously get the design down as well. So I think that'll be aiming for quarterly, so 4 a year.
Yeah.
But we'll see how the first one goes. You know, we're not going to set any targets that might be unattainable. We'll see how the first one goes, see what the interest is, and we'll go from there. So if anyone does want to be part of that, let us know, and everyone is gladly welcome to be part of it. Righty. Oh, we've got a message here from Stuart Allen, of course, talking about last night. Mickey, you were there. I couldn't make it. Anyone know who the trialist keeper was last night?
Yes, but I'm not so sure the club will want to see who it is.
Well,
oh,
okay. Well, there we go. That's
Stuart, if you're on Twitter, mate, by all means, send us a DM. And I'll gladly, or if I see you on Saturday, I'll tell you.
Was he a trialist?
That's a trialist.
Mr. A trialist. There was four of them, but we managed to get three of them.
So there we go.
I was reading the thing today, actually, before we go any further on the trialist. I think it was Grimsby. And there was a lad went down to take the corner, and before he took the corner, he says, "Let's save all the palaver. What's your name?" And the lad tell them.
Breaking news, the camera's back.
The camera's back. That's class.
Yeah, that's a belt of that.
So, I thought it was good.
Good crowd down there, 600 plus, Mickey. Yeah. You said you felt like there was more there, but great.
Yeah, I thought there was. Was a lot of Heat fans in attendance, that's for sure.
It's turned into a must-have pre-season fixture like Dunstan, isn't it? It's one that you look forward to. It's a nice place to go to. You know that it's going to be a good test. And, I think it's, you know, I was gutted I couldn't make it. But, you know, we've come through it. It's at this stage, it's not about the results. It's about the work rate. And you said obviously two different sides we put out in the first half and second half. What was the tail of the tape in the first half?
I think anybody who watched the Mike Williamson interview, Mike's pretty spot on. They put a high press and we had a couple of chances, half chances, but both teams seemed to cancel each other out. I mean, Rob Elliott was nearly caught on the ball and Hebben could have scored. But they just pressed, were really high. And we were struggling to create anything in the first half. Now, the second half was a completely different team. And I know Hebben brought on a lot of young lads on as well. But we just completely dominated the second half. It could have been more than 1-0. I thought Regan Booty looked a class act. Mm-hmm. The number 16, really impressed.
Gets mentioned there.
And there was Callum Whelan, was just Callum Whelan. Kenton Richardson was imperious, I'll say. Absolutely imperious. Didn't put a foot wrong. Set the goal up. But little Ollie Thompson as well, he had a really good game. Tom Allen had a good game. So it was a really good performance. And I come away thinking, you know, if you mix these two teams, like the heart of the two teams, it looks a half-decent squad. I still think we need a left-back or a left-sided centre-half. And that's not having to go up Mags or Louis Story. I just think that's what we need. We obviously need a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And I think things are looking really positive. But that's only one game. So...
But they are looking at. But you are looking. The club are looking, aren't they?
I'm reliably informed that the irons are in the fire for a new goalkeeper.
Yeah, but also a defender as well. They've not stated what position. You just said defender, haven't they? So
yeah.
Just before we go any further, we've got a complaint, lads. It's not often it happens, but it goes. It's just not the same about handsome journalist.
I fully agree. When we find one, Mark, we'll let you know.
Mark is always more than welcome to jump on. He knows he can.
Yeah.
We've got Stuart Allen's first time I've seen Tom Allen play. I was very impressed. Of course, the name that went out on loan last year to Spenny Moore had a couple of injuries for the season.
But is that message a bit sort of sorry? Is that a message? Is Stuart Allen talking about Tom Allen? Any relation?
Who knows? subtle. If it wasn't, we've got great to hear you back. We've got Meg. Oh, the gorgeous Meg. Hi guys.
Positive
night. We've got another message from Mr. Luke. He's put Tom Allen and Ollie Thompson was class. It's good to see that, you know, players come back and you know, slotting in straight away is absolutely fantastic. But, you know, that's what it's all about. And hopefully they'll get even better. You know, it's nice to start.
There was a lot of good performances. I just picked them ones out off the top of my head. Young Aidan Rutledge, come on. Good. Put his cell about.
Mike's going to have a few issues, isn't he? Like, that's the challenge of, you know, you look at some of them players and you're thinking, God, who'd you leave out?
Yeah, there is no relation whatsoever. So,
Tom Allen's a Geordie, Stuart's a jock. So,
you can have people live in different parts of the
country. I know that, but it's two different spellings, I think.
Yeah.
Not surely.
Possibly, definitely. But obviously, if you are just joining us, we're talking about the friendlies. We've got the friendlies coming up against Sunderland, Newcastle, Harrogate, Dunstan. We've got a few games. It's going to be exciting stuff going forward. And of course, the fixtures today came out, starting with Boreham Wood and the promotion party at Bromley. I thought they were going to be
bold words, them sunshine.
I'm joking. But you never know. Stranger things have happened. But no, it's nice to have them there and plan them out.
Have we got any predictions for who's going to win this league this season? any dark horses?
I think Woking might be a dark horse this year. I think they might.
Right, okay. That a solid season last season. What, we finished third in the end, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think Bromley.
You
kind of look past Chesterfield.
I'm hoping this is about Bear and not about Mickey, but very impressed with Booty. He played well. Next time we're at the game, everybody check out Mickey and see if he has got a booty, and we'll know which one she's talking about.
Take the back of the number 54 bus.
No racist comments. I assemble that. Oh, there we go. He dropped in. So what was it? What did you call him? A haggis muncher there or something?
I didn't call him a haggis muncher at all. I called him a jock, but he's a Scot.
He's
a Scot.
I inadvertently said that there, but haggis is nice.
I've got to be careful. I live in Scotland, so I'm not saying anything.
I love haggis, mate. I love haggis tips and neeps and tatties.
I've only just started getting into the haggis game. I didn't used to like it. Right, we've got our guest waiting in the wings. We'll quickly play an advert. I am making new ones, don't worry. But it's just with my man being in hospital. But follow our social media, and when we come back, we're going to speak to Ben from A Love Supreme. Well, hello there, Ben.
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you, lad?
Yeah,
not too bad. Yourself?
I'm good, yeah.
Spot on. Obviously, we've got the game on Saturday coming up, and there's been a big amount of tickets sold by Sunderland as well, so it's going to make a nice occasion. Kind of had like a decent summer transfer market. You've obviously signed the brother of Jude Bellingham, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's kind of excited to see, you know, what he's about, because the expectations when your brother's just signed for Real Madrid, but we'll see, you know, what type of player he is.
Well, if he's half as good as his brother, I think he's going to be all right for the championship. So,
yeah, that's true. He should be all right.
Is that him in the background?
Yeah.
sorry about that.
It's all right. Next time you put a gag in the mouth and they can't do anything. But are you able to come to the game on Saturday?
Yeah, I've got my ticket. I'll be there.
Oh, fantastic. And obviously, we've played each other a few times over the years. I think it's probably been one, two, three, four seasons we've had a pre-season friendly with you. A couple of times
it's
been a team. But do you have any idea what type of team will be put out? Because obviously, you have the two friendlies.
That's a tough one, because I have a feeling that what they're going to do is we've got four new signings. So I think two of the new lads will go with half the squad, the other two lads will go with the other half of the squad, and then we'll sort of take some of the academy lads, the under 21s, maybe a couple under 18s. Chris Rigg probably will make an appearance at one of the two games. So it'll be a mixture of senior players, new signings, and the academy lads. So I don't know how they're going to distribute that. We'll just have to wait and see.
You've got quite a young squad, haven't you? Your squad's,
yes, youngest in the championship by quite a distance. It's like 22 and a half or something. It's getting younger as well. So,
okay, then that's great news.
It's promising.
It'd be interesting to see Linda Gooch come back, because he spent the time on loan here. If I hope he's in the squad,
Gooch is he's going to be leaving at the end of this season, so hopefully he gets a bit of he has quite a good season as a nice send off.
Mm-hmm. He was fantastic when he came here. He came boy and left a man. I think it's we kind of think back of it, because obviously he's not the biggest player in the world, and he was even a little bit skinnier than he came to us. But yeah, he went on to do some good things at Sunderland, of course. He must have been there. Was he in line for a testimonial? Or was it only about 8 years?
I don't know if he's... I don't remember the last time we even had a testimonial for a player. I don't know if there's actually been one in my lifetime. Not at the stage of my life. Not at the stage of my life anyway. He has played over 200 times for us, so I guess there could maybe be one, but I'm not 100% on that.
Yeah, nice to see. But what are your expectations going into the season? Of course, you know, you got to the playoffs and, you know, fell short, as many teams do. Is it a case of more of the same, or do you expect anything a little bit different?
Well, I think we've gotten stronger, mainly because we've got less players injured. We've brought in a few new lads, tight as well, massively. I don't know if any of you watched the second leg. The reason we lost to Luton in the second leg was because we didn't have height. It was two corners. In fact, the goal in the first leg was also a corner. So we've gotten stronger, but also the league's gotten stronger. You've got Leeds, you've got Leicester. Leicester are spending a ridiculous amount. Ipswich have just come up. Southampton have got a really good young squad. So it's kind of a case of balancing the two, I think, when you're thinking about where we're going to be. I think we're capable of at least getting playoffs again.
Ben, is Ross Stewart fit?
And not for the start of the season. He won't be playing on Saturday in either of the games. He's going to miss probably the first couple of weeks, maybe more.
Well, apparently, I think he must have been doing a little bit of scouting. Apparently, Patterson was at the Heaven game last night.
Yeah, I've seen him.
He was taking in a good game. But yeah, I mean, obviously, we've been fortunate enough this pre-season to have, like, you know, we're obviously playing a couple of the local sides, but playing yourselves in Newcastle. What's it like for you playing local sides in pre-season? Is it an added bonus that you get to see the games? Because a lot of them are away for themselves.
Mm-hmm. I'm always in favour of playing games against local sides because purely just for a revenue point of view, not for us, but for the local sides. I don't expect that we're going to be keeping any of the ticket sales from these games. I wouldn't want to either. So I think it's good for us as well, because if we might be reluctant to loan players out of Gateshead or South Shields because of what divisions you're in. We might have players that we consider to be League 1 or League 2 quality in our academy. So if we can get you and South Shields in League 1 and League 2, if we can help you out with revenue to do that, then that benefits both clubs.
Well, less of South Shields, but more Gateshead.
You're on about the money there. Now, I don't know how true it is, but when a certain Mr. Donald was there, he asked for money paid up because of the attendance, because Sunderland were there. So I hope that doesn't happen this time.
Well, we've got much more ethical owners than Stuart Donald now, so we haven't got some dodgy businessmen from down south. So I wouldn't expect that to happen again.
Yeah, I think we've all had enough of dodgy businessmen coming into football. But my wife and daughter are just sneaking past there. I can put you on this camera. There you go. You got to wave it there.
Where is it?
There, it's on top of the fridge. You can see I've got a new toy.
You think you'll sign any strikers in Ben?
Well, we've brought in a striker from Benfica B. He's called Luis Semedo. He looks quite good, to be honest. But of course, you can make any player look good on YouTube. So we'll have to wait and see. I trust our recruitment, though. Tony Mowbray was talking about bringing in more attacking reinforcements because we only have one fit senior striker at the minute. We only have two at the club, but only one's fit at the minute, and we'll need at least three, because we had two last season and that didn't work because both of them ended up injured at one point. One of them went back, and then when we brought in another one, the other one ended up getting injured. It was just one bit of bad luck after another. So we need more than two, definitely.
We can sympathise with that last season. Fingers crossed we don't get as many injuries as last year. It was just absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, but is there anything that you want to know about Gateshead yourself? Because obviously you predominantly watch Sunderland. Is there anything any questions about Gateshead that going into the game?
Yeah, just specifically for the game, not really. I think it's... I'd like to know about what your goals are for next season, because obviously you finished quite strongly. You ended up getting to the FA Trophy final. I think you finished 13th when you were kind of hovering around the relegation spots for large parts of the season. So I'm just wondering, is your goal to maybe stay up again, or is it to push up the table, or what's the goal there?
Be more comfortable would be than I think the injuries, as I mentioned earlier on, we had, I think, 8 or 10 injuries at one point for about nearly 3 months, wasn't it? It just drooled on and we couldn't put a back three or back four out, depending on the formation we're playing. It was never the same lineup.
Same with us last season.
Just horrendous. And then once we got just before Christmas, we started to get players back. A couple of key loan signings come in who have signed permanently now. And the midfield became a lot more stronger, and then goals weren't so much a problem. But if we can keep players fit, you would like to think we can just push on a little bit more and you know, not be flirting with the relegation zone, and let's hopefully flirt with the playoffs.
I'd rather flirt with the playoffs than relegation again.
It's easier on the underpants, isn't it? Fantastic. But Ben, thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Enjoy the game on Saturday.
Right, you too, lads. Right.
Cheers.
And I hope we won't be.
See ya.
There we go, that's Ben from A Love Supreme. And as you can see here, over my shoulder, hang on, I can go full picture. She's snuck into shots, just want to know what's going on.
You've got trouble.
Who's the best team then?
Not Gateshead.
Get out this
way. Oh my goodness.
If you hear squeals, it's me getting beaten up by her when I go off camera. We've got messages yet. Oh, God. Peter Story's book. Evening, gents. Good to be back. Quick question. James Bond spotted in the North Sea yet? Not yet. just want to let everyone know. Oh, I've just read that one. This prediction there, 5-2 to Sunderland. There. We've got extra camera. Extra camera. Neat. Yeah. The reason why I've kind of went for the extra camera, not just to muck about, even though it's fun. Can I help you? Now, obviously, we're coming up to our 400th show. You know, we're about 16 away after this, and that'll probably be mid-November, you would think, the way things work out. And we might do a show either at a bar or maybe a function room, and we can put a camera to the audience, to us, and or a camera to a microphone where people can ask questions or whatever, and if we can get a guest. So, you know, we're hoping to, you know, just take the podcast to another level and be things like that. So it should be pretty good. And, there we go. 1 second. Well, yes, the news we wanted. There we go. Liv has arrived back from theatre. Sends her regards and listening.
Yay.
Now. Liv, we hope you're feeling a lot better now. And the road to recovery. And we're all sending her love, and so are all the
listeners. Get well soon, Liv.
Yeah, get well soon.
That's what we want, and I'm sure she's already looked at the fixtures, thinking which games she can get to. It's going to be an exciting few weeks. You would hazard a guess that shirts might be around the corner because the season is pretty close. So
hopefully,
yeah, we'll see. Nice to see these Patrick shirts we've heard so much about. Looking forward to that. We've got messages coming in for Liv. Hi, Liv. So hopefully she's not too groggy there. And she's not hallucinating, going, who are these three gargoyles on the screen in front of us?
Well, she normally does that with a mood on aesthetic.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you what, Mickey, we're going to put you full screen a second, right? You can break the news. We're getting news. Hang on, it's coming in. We're getting news coming from Gated FC ladies. Would you like to break the news?
Have I seen another one? We've got Jade Halliday back today.
There you
Fantastic
go.
Fantastic news.
Hey, that was seamless.
Honest, well, I didn't know if you were going to announce another one.
No.
No, well, so I'm absolutely delighted Jade's back. Yes, I really am.
Well, yes, some Mike Neville.
Well, there's a one for the teenagers, isn't it?
Your son Pam Royal.
Pam Royal would be disgusted at that.
Oh, bless Pam. Pam, get away. Pam loves me.
No. Jade Halliday signing today is really good news. She's a good footballer.
Back.
It's not the first of many, and she's one of the original gang as well.
Maybe when do they start? Have you any idea when their season starts?
I know there's a couple of friendlies already been organised. I've heard there's another four, I think, being organised, but I'm not sure of the date yet. I'm waiting to find out when they are. But yeah. I've heard there's a few signings coming in for the lasses. I'm delighted Jade's back. I really am, because I get on well with Jade as well. Yeah. And she's scored some absolute raking goals. None of them she meant. All crosses or pass overhead passes.
You're trying to say that she mishits a lot of them.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
In fact, it was one of them. She says it was about 30 yards out. It sailed in the top corner, and I said, "Was it a cross?" And I put the poll up. Was it a cross or a shot? And 95% of those who voted said it was a cross. So there you go. There she is.
Every one of them. Story, great stuff. A live show proceeds, calls it Soul of the Food Bank. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to charge tickets for it. We may put an optional donation, everything in a raffle will go to the Soul or the Food Bank. We'll see what the foundation, we'll see what people want to do.
Mickey, what's the expectations of the ladies this year? Then what's the expectations?
I think they've got a good chance of being in the top two, definitely. I really do. And I don't know that I've never seen the signings play, but I know how good the players are. We've yet to see Jess Douglas play, who I'm reliably informed is a very good footballer. And there's, like I say, there's another four or five to come yet. So I've got big expectations on the lasses this year.
Yeah. And
sponsored by.
If only. I would say we've got more questions on the ladies' team. Anyone from last season's ladies' team being retained, Mickey?
Majority of the squad have been retained. Without tearing officially, I don't know if any of the lasses have decided to leave. I've never heard anything, or if Carl's letting anyone go. I haven't heard that much yet. So
we'll have another ladies' night. We do like a ladies' night on the podcast, so we'll definitely, before the season gets going for the ladies' team, we will have a ladies' night. We've got another one here.
I've got a couple of horse friendlies as well.
Published. You see, this is what we're going to do, because Mickey's already spoke about this. He's going to be doing articles for the ladies' team as well.
Yeah.
So they'll be getting a push in there as well. So fantastic. We've got Ben Allison's asked if he can help out with the blog fanzine. Fantastic.
Yeah. Anyone else like to... Excellent.
So we're still in the early stages at the moment. I can put up pictures of a mock-up type of thing. Obviously, I don't have the permission for this photo at the moment, but you know, this is just, we're just trying to see what it'll look like, and you know, and try and get like an inner look of the pages as well, like, you know, type of thing, introduction there, and you know, obviously advertising on social media, and you know, stories.
Lovely. You have to get someone to proofread it as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyone that can read and spell, that would be great.
I can read and spell, but I go the long way. Andy Keith used to be the greatest one, because he used to be able to chop me words down. Yeah. You see, you don't need to use this, we can put this in, and that. Whereas I used to go around the houses.
What, do you just use big words, Mickey? Is that what you were using?
I'm quite educated, I must admit.
Good vocabulary.
Look, we'll get an idea. I have
a fantastic vocabulary, especially Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, he's got a very good industrial vocabulary. We've got. Have you thought about doing articles on ex-loan players and gone on to bigger things in their careers? Yeah, there's lots of options, and saying that's what we want. We want to know what people kind of want in something like that. It's all well and good us just putting something out, but we want to know what you, the Gated fans, want in it. That would be fantastic. So
I have to approach Carl about doing interviews for the lasses in the women's bit. I've got planned. So
there we go. You heard it there first. Also, as well, if you just joined us, of course, you may have noticed we have had a little bit of a rebrand. And obviously, this season, if this is the first time you've watched the Heat Army podcast, we do podcasts like this, sometimes pre-record podcasts when we've got guests, obviously commentary, and we are going to try and venture into the world of vlogging with a little bit of match day stuff put in there as well.
And if anybody wants to donate the money to buy the pin badges,
we're going to try and get some pin badges made of that badge as well. So
a bit of promotion for you as well, Dave. You got any commentary coming up?
Saturday, there's the first one against Sunderland, and then we'll have the Newcastle game and the Harrogate game. I think Mark is with me for all of them. I think it's the first two, definitely. Not sure if he's there for the Harrogate one. Hopefully he is.
The double act again, but at least you don't have to share room this time.
Oh, I know. And
get the CPAP machine out.
But I'm there. Yeah, the CPAP machine is still making me just as windy. If anyone was wondering about my flatulence, we've got
Mark's scarred for life. But anyway, moving on.
Talking apart for a new season, you'll all smash it. Well, hopefully. He's not there for Harrogate though, so he is for the next two. So, but yeah. I say the rumor mill going round. Of course, there was a thing online, and answer both your messages. Trina's put here there as well. Obviously we've seen things online. We don't tend to really go into things that we've seen, but there was rumors. An article was it by the Northern Echo, or was it
Northern Echo?
That Aaron Martin.
No, it's not written by Mark, so I wouldn't believe it.
No, I wouldn't believe it either. But obviously, there was rumours there. And, you know, it's just a good thing because, you know, it shows you that the club has value in the side. A lot of the players that left last year were left for an undisclosed fee, whether it be £1 or whatever, but it's still money coming in and the club have got value there and players that are wanted by other teams. So, you know, Aaron Martin, you know, you would hope if he stays, he can find his goal scoring form. But definitely a player that is putting 110% in the Gated shirt.
Definitely. I mean, have you seen the Amazon Prime advert, by the way, lads? Where the security guard wants to be a chef?
No.
No. The bloke in it looks like Aaron Martin.
Oh, well, we'll have to look out for that one.
Look out for it. You keep flickering, by the way.
I know. You know what it is? You buy these new toys and you start flickering. It's very
annoying. He's breaking it, isn't he?
I am.
What he does.
It's like, hang on a second. Can you remember Max Headroom?
Yeah. Did you know
that's what it's like?
Somebody just like Max Headroom went on to an American broadcast. That's me. That's that camera, isn't it? It's not doing it with that one.
It's doing it with that one, Davey. Yeah, it's doing it with both cameras.
Doing it with both, is this?
Yeah.
Damn EB. I'm not going to go on there ever again. No, there was someone in America. I think for 15 seconds, he broadcast illegally, but he got on all the channels or on one of the major channels, and he was like, "Look like Max Headroom." Yeah, just have a look. Yeah. You do a little Wikipedia search about the bloke that got on like hacked the TV. You'll see.
Imagine Davey's head on for 15 seconds on BBC.
Like on Wimbledon. Like when you put the one shoe on, and this Burke turns up, yeah, with puffins and stuff like that.
that was Sky News. Thank you very much on Saturday. Oh, sorry, not the one shoe. Let's get that right.
And also, Mickey, did you see any mention of the Heat Army podcast at all?
No, I didn't actually. I was quite mortified, really. Gated badges.
What I'd like to point out is, yeah, the little Heat Army podcast badge would look quite good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
It would, but you know, you could have a gated shirt on or something, you know.
Gated shirt. I'm not sure how I'll pull that one off in the middle of a puff and call.
You could have blended him.
I'm sure there's a joke in there somewhere. In the middle of a puffin colony.
I don't think it was someone's, but there was a player on Dalton's bench last night named Martin. I don't think it was Aaron Martin. I think if anything had happened, it would be announced, wouldn't it? But he's still a gated player, and who could still be a gated player next season, or this season, shall I say. Thoughts on Jill Scott having a statue put next to the angel? It's just a TV stunt, wasn't it? But yeah, kind of good. Yeah, it's play on words, isn't it? It's better than putting.
I don't know who she is.
Jill Scott?
Jill Scott. Indian ladies player, one of the lionesses. She's from Sunderland.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay. Very good footballer.
Yeah.
I think she went to Gated College. I might be wrong on that, mind, but I'm not.
Was she there or was she one? Yeah, I think, yeah. There's definitely links to the college for Jill Scott. Rooney be making an appearance on Saturday? I do. So Ronnie. Ronnie? Who's Ronnie? It might be Rooney. After the goat, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Possibly. Liv said, it's really nice coming round from theatre to hear your voices. Christ, Liv, you've lived an half a life. If we're the highlight.
Christ. Do you really hate Darren that much?
Is it? Oh, thank God, the love of my life. And he's like, I'm here. No, turn it up, pet. The people that, you know, when they come around from recovery, they're like, she's hallucinating. She's like, she just keeps mentioning podcasts.
I think she probably is just hallucinating, to be fair.
Yeah. Someone's put there, bizarrely, I was at the Tadcaster Darlington game and didn't notice it was Aaron Martin. So I don't think it was him. We've got, is Nick Barnes and Gary Bennett joining you on Saturday as a Sunderland commentators? I don't know. I don't know if Radio Newcastle is going to be there. I've heard a rumour that they're not for the Newcastle game, but that could change. So we'll find out. But
if Tenali is, because he's a doubt that he'd be playing because of the under-21 tournament, and they might be wanting to rest him.
Yeah.
But if Tenali is, I would imagine if it's announced that he's going to he's going to make an appearance. It wouldn't shock me if Radio Newcastle turn up.
Apparently, Liv said that's exactly what she said. Shut up and turn it up. we love you, Liv. We love you.
Absolutely.
As I say, that if the Radio Newcastle do come, me and Mark are going to sit there, legs spread to take up all the space. So it's going to make ourselves big. It'll take a lot. Me and Mark just to try and spread ourselves out on the table. We've got here any idea how many tickets are sold for the Sunderland game? Well, they've opened up the South Stand, haven't they? Would presume it's 4,000 on the other side, isn't it? 3,500, 4,000.
Two and a half, three.
Yeah, it's 2.5 or 3 in the main stand, but that's a bigger stand on the far side. Fantastic attendance, considering they've got another game the same day. You know, regardless, what a turnout,
that'd be fantastic. It's great, and it's lovely to see both Newcastle and Sunderland sending such strong teams as well.
Both sets of fans get behind it and buying tickets as well. Shows you that the excitement in the Northeast, doesn't matter what part is building up nicely, and hopefully, you know, we can capitalize on that and have a good day, give a good account of ourselves, and who knows, maybe even take the lead and sing Champions League. You're having a laugh.
well, the feel good factor is
having a laugh.
The feel good factor is there for all three clubs, isn't it? Newcastle, Sunderland, and us. I mean,
everyone's got a brighter future than what they had 2 years having this. So
bloody right.
You make a really good point there. To be fair,
It is.
You make a really good point.
Yeah, both cities, you know, Newcastle, Sunderland are buzzing. Get out of Gates, and we're buzzing. I mean, after the season we had, or the end of it, you know, and kicking on as well. So. Yeah.
Well, we've got a message here from Christopher. Does anyone know if tickets for the Newcastle game are still available? Sell out as it stands.
It's sold out.
But I do pose the question, with them opening up the South Stand for the Sunderland game, could they be poised to open up the ones for the Newcastle game? I don't know. I'm just guessing. But you would surmise that there could be a chance. But I don't know what the cost is for
police. Take some convincing.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what the hidden costs are with more police and things like that, stewards. Is it cost effective? Whatever. I don't know. But you would like to think we could have as many there as possible. That would make it great. And I'm sure they could sell out the rest of it, especially after signing their new midfielder. So, yeah, it is. But it's flew by already. We've got about 10 minutes left. So if you want to get predictions in for the Sunderland game, we'll go into the predictions. I reckon 8-0 to Gateshead. as I say, the news that we've got today, of course, Jade Halliday is back at the GFC ladies. The fixtures have come out. Look at that, man. As I say, the one I was looking for was filed away because I was expecting a Tuesday or Wednesday, but we've got it on a Monday, but it's a bank holiday Monday. Blackpool.
Well, it's funny you should say that, you know, dear, because I look for that just for you.
Ever since we've been in the same leagues as them, even with Fleetwood. When they were on the emergence, we never got a weekend game at Fleetwood. Obviously, it's just south of Blackpool Field, but nice.
I'm pleased that Oldham away on a Saturday.
Also, as well, I'm sharing a room with Mark at Blackpool. He doesn't know it yet, but it's happening. All right, he needs to relive Wembley. He needs to relive the flatulence.
Would it be an easy game for Darren to get there, you know?
Yeah, apparently Jill Scott was at the Gated Sports Academy. Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Hi.
Eyes there. Liv has put, she says 3-1. So that's rather good. And Mark's put, I'd rather eat my own face. I'm quite upset.
Once experienced, never forgotten.
So there we go on that one. 2-1 to the Heat, says Stuart Allen. And I'd like you take your score prediction, Dave, as long as it comes through injuries
three.
I would say I think we might.
I'd be happy with a 4-0 defeat, to be fair.
I'd like to see we get on the score sheet. I'll go 2-1 to Sunderland.
I'm going 3-1 Sunderland. Mickey?
I've just said it before. I'd be happy with a 4-0 defeat.
Oh, right, okay.
For me, if we can give a good account to ourselves, same in the Newcastle game.
Yeah.
The result is, by the way, you know, it's not as a Gator fan, you know, there's more important things than the result of that game. It's the financial aspect, which is fantastic, and I really appreciate both clubs and you know, the fans that have
interacted.
It's going to be a nice little shot in the arm for Gateshead and a great chance for us to advertise ourselves for when Newcastle and Sunderland are playing away, to say, well, hang on, they played good football against us. They're playing XYZ this weekend. I might pop along. Yeah. So if we can give a good account to ourselves and play some nice, attractive football like we know we can, and I firmly believe if we've got something close to our first team out, as strongest side possible, I think we'll have a good 5, 10, maybe 15 minute spell with the ball.
I think any Sunderland fans or Newcastle fans who genuinely haven't seen us play will be quite impressed.
No. Yeah. I think as well as all the things you mentioned there, it's also good for us, our players. I mean, we're playing against, let's be honest, we're playing against classy football players here, you know what I mean, who are, you know, Championship and Premiership, you know, so it's going to be a right workout for them.
Championship playoff contenders, and then you've got Champions League contenders, so it's a nice build-up, isn't it, for pre-season. And then add to that, just before the season kicks off, we've got Harrogate, who are an established League 2 side, very competitive, very strong, very quick. We know what Luke Armstrong's all about. He's going to be a handful for our defenders, and it's a great test before we go into the actual league campaign. So I'd say massive well done everyone at the club for the friendlies that we've got. I think it's a nice mixture. Yeah. We've got the nice games at Heaven and
Dunstan.
Still a good test. And also as well, news at Dunstan breaking tonight. They've got a new chairman, Billy Irwin, is the co-chairman there now. Is it Malcolm?
Billy Irwin stepped up.
Mm-hmm. So there's been a bit of a change there. So good luck to everyone at Dunstan. I'm sure they've got their people that love the club taking over there and getting involved. So great to see. Say we'll be down there in a couple of weeks, isn't it? Should be a fantastic game, and get along to that one. That, as much as we're talking about Newcastle and Sunderland coming to us, it's the same for us going to not as big a thing, but we're going to take a decent following to Dunstan, and it's a nice.
I love going to Dunstan. I always love going to Dunstan,
and it's nice to put the coffers in theirs as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So always a good game, always a good thing. Well, we're going to wrap it up there. I'll finish as I started, saying to the two ladies, my mum, she's obviously had a bad time, had a bit more of her leg chopped off. And it's just, I love her. And that's because she's having a hard time. And Liv as well. You know, get well soon. And hopefully we'll see you at a game soon as well.
I will love Liv as well.
Of course we do. So we'll leave it there. But thank you very much, everybody. I had hoped to be at the Heaven game yesterday and get a bit of match footage and a bit of mini vlog within the podcast, but we'll do that at Dunstan, of course. But lads, it's nice to be back. It's nice to have everything
nice to be back.
It is
nice, gentle ease into the podcast season, wasn't it?
It was.
And just for everybody else, one last look at the bald spot. On that note,
he's drawing helipad.
on that note, we'll see yous next week. We haven't got an outro, but we're just going to put this up. But as I say, subscribe, everybody, if you haven't, and we'll see you next week when we have Adam Pearson join us, and we'll be talking about that Newcastle game and, of course, the result of the Sunderland game. So everyone, get involved, get into it, like, subscribe and share. And we've got cheers, lads, from Stuart. And we've got great to see us again, night, lads, from Darren. And Darren, look after her. That's what you got. That's what you're there for. All right. And we'll see you next time, everybody. And
take care, everyone.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.